The Vermont Health Connect website is a platform for people to buy health insurance in accordance with the federal health overhaul. It has had glitches similar to the Federal Exchange's problems since it went up at the beginning of the month. Director of Healthcare Reform, Robin Lunge, notes that while Vermonters may still experience error messages, a number of improvements have been made to the site.
We have increased the speed of the website substantially, over 300%, in fact. We were having some errors when our system reached out to the Federal Data Hub, and we have reduced those errors substantially as well. We have teams working around the clock to improve the system every week.
Vermont League of Cities and Towns Executive Director Stephen Jeffrey notes that as employers, municipalities must sign up on the exchange. Officials have raised a series of concerns as they go through the two-step process to set up the accounts that allow employees to access accounts.
It is a different set and sequence of web pages that the employer representatives have to go through. And the experience that the towns have been having is that every page that they have opened and filled out, they have run into problems. It crashes, they log off, they call the help center, they get help. The next day, that web page is fixed, but then they go to the next page and they run into the same kind of problem. So it feels like to the municipal employers that are going through this that they are the beta testers for Vermont Health Connect.
Vermont House Republican leader Don Turner says his caucus did not support the law, but do not want to stand in the way of Vermonters' access to health care coverage. Turner says they have been patient with the multitude of the exchange's problems until this week.
We are calling on the governor, the lieutenant governor, the speaker, and the pro tem to implement the safety net of the law if on December 1st, the system isn't fully operational. We don't think it's physically possible from that date on for people to get signed up and paid before January 1st.
That contingency is a provision in the law that allows current policies to extend beyond January 1st. Vermont Public Interest Research Group consumer protection advocate Falco Schilling says that call is premature.
We're really going to have to see how things look going forward, especially over these next couple weeks, see how enrollment goes, and figure that all out. I wouldn't jump to the point saying that that's something we need to do now. There are concerns, but I think enrollment's going to be going up as we get a little closer to the deadline. A lot of the people who are calling for this contingency to be put in place now are people who've opposed the exchange, how it's been constructed from the very beginning.
Vermonters for Healthcare Security Executive Director Peter Sterling says any glitches in the website now will not affect the overall enrollment in the exchange.
People who are generally shopping for insurance on this exchange right now are small business owners and, in general, higher income people who are very well educated and aware of this. The people in general that I've talked to who've had the early frustrations with this website, I know are going to come back and eventually going to work through the kinks to get themselves health insurance. So at the end of the day, I'm not worried that most of the people who are experiencing the troubles with the exchange website right now are going to go uninsured. I don't think that's going to happen.
According to Robin Lunge, approximately 86,000 Vermonters have visited the website, more than 7,000 created an account, and more than 1,400 Vermonters have selected a plan. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.